Finally today, the Mexican state of Jalisco is known as the birthplace of mariachi music, but there's more to it than that, musically speaking. Reporter Beto Arcos tells us about a local band called El Personal and what its music says about its hometown, Jalisco's capital.
The story of El Personal takes place in the quintessential Mexican city, Guadalajara, where Mexican identity was forged centuries ago. But take a listen to this song called La Tapatía. Many consider it the city's unofficial anthem. The song talks about food and famous sights in Guadalajara. It's about a man who falls in love with a drag queen as they stroll the local streets.
La conocí en la central, comprando un virote descomunal. Por la calzada yo me fui, siguiendo sus pasos me perdí. En San Juan de Dios la encontré y en el mercado me la ligué. La agarré de la cintura y le dije con dulzura, deme un besito siquiera, ándele, no sea ranchera, no sea ranchera.
It's a little unusual to hear popular Mexican tunes featuring gay characters, but El Personal's original drummer, Pedro Fernandez, and the main singer and songwriter, Julio Haro, were openly gay. Both died of AIDS in the early 90s. Alfredo Sanchez is one of the band's remaining founding members.
Many of the songs were about not exactly homosexuality, but about morality, about the behavior of the people in Guadalajara, who is very hypocritical.
Guadalajara is a city of contrasts, says journalist Rubén Martínez, who's written about El Personal. He says their songs capture this tension.
It is a city that is known for its machismo through the figure of the charro, the Mexican male with the spangled outfit, the rodeo, mariachi type figure on the one hand. On the other hand, it's known for its gay underground. And Julio Haro comes out right from the fault line between those two extremes. And he gives voice to that contradiction with sarcasm, with biting irony, and he erupts onto the pop music scene and gives voice to that very contradiction.
In the song No Te Hagas or Don't Fake It, Julio Haro poked fun at people who were afraid to admit their sexual orientation.
No te hagas, que a ti te está pasando lo mismo que a mí. No te hagas, que a ti también te gusta estar junto a mí.
Many people complain about tapatíos being sort of two-faced.
Diego Escobar is a young music promoter in Guadalajara. He says many tapatíos, as the people of Guadalajara are called, live a kind of double life.
They frown upon some things and then have a few tequilas at night and then go about do the exact same things they were frowning upon in the morning in mass.
You can hear those contradictions in the more introspective lyrics of El Personal. In the song called No Me Hallo or I Can't Find Myself, Julio Haro addressed his concern about not fitting in a traditional society, a feeling that resonates with many Mexicans today.
Me busqué en el directorio, me busqué en la enciclopedia, me busqué en el padrón electoral, me busqué en la filosofía oriental, no me hallo.
El Personal disbanded some years ago, but their songs are still embraced by their home city. At a recent tribute concert to El Personal in Guadalajara, Café Tacuba's lead singer Rubén Albarrán performed this song. He was accompanied by the surviving three original members, a few guest musicians, and a house full of tapatíos.
Ya no te voy a tocar.
El Personal's Alfredo Sanchez says he's been surprised how popular the band still is, especially among young people.
They still are touched by the songs. They still understand what they say. I think the songs are very relevant now in these days, in the 21st century.
Alfredo Sanchez says there's talk about doing more reunion concerts with the original surviving members. They'd like to continue celebrating El Personal's legacy. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos, Guadalajara, Mexico.
Yo no quiero ser. ser tu padre. Yo no quiero ser tu madre.
That's all for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow with another spin of the world.